bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
I resigned as the governor of Alaska because I wasn't going to run for a second term.
Why? We generally don't do that. We generally don't bring people back to the scene of the crime.
233 years of precedent dating back to the very founding of this republic.
The move from Gibson, from Guantanamo Bay to Thompson, Illinois.
It sounds racist to me.
Burn in hell.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The Through the Looking Glass talk show of talk shows. This is where reality is our bitch. Every night we take a look at an inverted view of the news, if you will. Coming up, a New York trial has been ordered for some of the 9/11 detainees. Illinois politicians are split on where to house the Gitmo detainees. And we have with us this hour Raj Fadin, who is a immigrant businessman here in the United States. We're going to talk about the bow. Did you hear about this?
Yeah, I heard all about it. It looked pretty weird to me. Yeah, what's he bending down for?
All right, well, let's just talk about this for a minute. Let's not flip our lids. But President Obama, as you know, has been traveling in Asia. And he most recently, I guess, was in Japan. And it was there that he ceremoniously bowed to the Emperor of Japan. And the Emperor of Japan is I was almost going to call him Hirohito, but he was the guy in World War II. He finally died. Akihito or some jazz like that. In any event, he's the emperor. And the president bowed. Now, there's some controversy about this. The controversy is the following. Are American presidents traditionally, do we bow to emperors and kings? And the reason why people are asking the question is because it is traditional. It is traditional not to dip the American flag in front of any world leader. Now, why is this? Because our country was formed in the crucible of vehement anti-imperialism. We were opposed to monarchs, opposed to kings, opposed to empires. This was America, this was democracy, and we were not going to bow our heads to any king ever again. And it was very virulent. It was really vociferous and angry, and it was strongly held by the American people, and it wasn't going to happen, okay? And since that time, the American flag does not fly lower than any other flag on the flagstaff, and the American flag, for instance, when they parade the flags at the Olympics, it doesn't dip in front of the leader of that country. We're going to get on the line here, Raj Fadin. He is, as I mentioned, a businessman. He's been living and working here in the United States for the last 3 years. I know that, Mr. Fadin, you're at the a school function with your kids this evening. I thank you for being with us, sir.
Oh, it's good to be with you.
And where are you?
This is a school affair. It's a festival for my son's school. And we're raising some money for this youth event, youth program, and so forth, you know, for a school book.
Okay. You have come here from Alexandria, Egypt, correct, sir?
That is correct.
And you saw the president's bow to the Japanese emperor. We're going to get some comment here. I just want to sort of give people a taste of what's been said so far on the news today about the bow. And while for some it's probably no big deal, for others there's probably a generational thing. People remember a time when American presidents did not engage in this kind of thing. Here is conservative journalist Bill Kristol on Fox News. He traveled to Europe with Dan Quayle when he was a part of the George number one administration.
I met the emperor when I was Vice President Quayle's chief of staff. We went over just after he was actually...
Did you bow?
No. And the vice president didn't, and we weren't told by the embassy to. And I bet if you look at pictures of world leaders over 20 years meeting the emperor in Japan, they don't bow. I don't know why President Obama thought that was appropriate. Maybe he thought it would play well in Japan, but it's not appropriate for an American president to bow to a foreign monarch.
Here is Fox's Steve Doocy reports on the bow and suggests it's a trend of Obama bowling.
233 years of precedent dating back to the very founding of this republic. American leaders do not bow to leaders of other countries. They are on par. Oops. Take a look. There's the President of the United States bowing to the Emperor of Japan.
Hold on.
This is not the first time we have seen the President of the United States, and that's
Hold
a
on.
Deep bow, too.
I know that.
For instance, we saw not too long ago, there's King Abdullah. There's the President bowing as well.
That's Steve Doocy, and I told you, Raj, in our country, you know, when we use the word bastard, so you know, it's considered an insult.
No, I understand. But who is this?
That's Steve Doocy from Fox News.
It's difficult, I think, for some American to understand why this is required of American president, because of the mess, you know, that George Bush left this country, the disrespect, you know, of the world.
Well, I don't want to get into a round of Bush bashing, okay?
But you have to understand the beginning. You used the word a moment ago, the crucible. This is a crucible of disrespect of America, that America must if he wants the world's respect. And America is not going to go anywhere without the world respect, you know. Then this past that Bush...
Please don't call President Bush a bastard. I know it's culturally the norm.
Forgive me, I'm sorry, but it's just a word that we use. It doesn't mean what you think it means.
No, it means in America, it means something very... It's a very denigrating term is the word I'm looking for. So you're saying that America needs to bow to emperors to get the world's respect back?
In a sense, because in my country, in Egypt, in the Middle East, you already know that this is a very bad situation. The America is looked at in a very negative way. And Europe and Asia is not different, you know. And so in order for the America people, America government, to have the respect of this world, America now, because of its actions, and this, you don't want me to say this bastard, but this guy, this Bush, you know.
Are you saying because of George Bush's war in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Yes, that's right. That's right, yes. And because of this, America now wants to get the world respect back. And I understand this. Now there is good man, Barack Obama. He's a good man. He's a good president. He understands that America needs to ask, if you will, a forgiveness. And it's going to take more, though, than just to elect Barack Obama. American people have taken a good first step. But now is a second step, and that is to go and say, please forgive me, please. And when he went, you know, this Japan.
Right.
He is begging, this is what this bow means, because I've traveled to Japan on business. When you bow before the Emperor of Japan, you are saying, please, this, I'm begging you. And
do you know, Raj, you've lived here long enough to know, do you know how just utterly distasteful that is to a lot of Americans?
Well, yeah, sure, I know, but what's the saying, you know, in America, you know, you got no choice, I guess, read it and weep, as they say in the play poker, you know.
You're saying those are the cards that are dealt us, and that's what we got to do. What if we, and if we don't?
Well, if you don't, then your America is left behind. The rest of the world is going to be way more advanced than America, economic and military. It doesn't matter. America is going to be like Egypt is now, you know. And I love Egypt, you know, but Egypt is you know, my wife says she wouldn't, if Egypt was toilet tissue, she's not going to wipe with it, you know. That's how much she hates Egypt. America is going to be lower than Egypt.
But do you understand that when you say to Americans that we got to beg for the world's forgiveness, that it's a hateful thing to a lot of Americans to hear?
I don't know what to say to you other than if you want to clean up this mess that you this bastard, you don't want me to say.
I don't want you to call President Bush a bastard, is all I'm saying.
I didn't. I'm not saying that.
Well, you said this bastard.
I didn't say his name. I'd say, if you want to clean this mess up, you are going to have to get down, not literally on your hands and knees, but Obama knows this, and he's a good man. He knows that this must be done. This must be done for the world to have any use for America again.
So the President of the United States bowing deeply, as he did to the Japanese emperor, was a good first step?
It's a good first step. I don't think it was as respectful as it should have been. He bowed down, but you are supposed to bow from the waist all the way over, And Obama did this half, what you call it, a half-ass, you know. Same thing with Nixon, it's half-ass. And we have to look at the tapes to see if this was respectful, you know, of the Japanese people and really, you know, of the American people of the world, you know.
Well, you're telling me that wasn't respectful enough.
Well, I don't know. You know, it did not look respectful.
You're telling me that he's supposed to bow even further? I looked at this photograph of Obama, and he bowed all the way over it, like from the waist. He's a big guy.
It wasn't the kind of bow that he didn't dip his head. You're supposed to not look up at the emperor while you're bowing. You're supposed to have your head. You avert his eyes. You don't look at his eyes. Never look at his eyes. And Obama looked at his eyes. I don't know if they will have him do it again.
So the American people would be treated to a repeat scene of the president bowing to the Japanese emperor because the first bow was not...
I don't know, Phil. It's customary to, if you insult the Japanese emperor, you try to do it again. I don't know if it's the right bow. I don't know. The Japanese might have said, you know, that's good enough. I don't know. But America is going to have to get used to seeing its president bowing. If, you know, I know a lot of Americans think, well, we elected Obama, so this is good enough. It's not good enough, because Obama still, he killed in Afghanistan. Obama, he still kills in Iraq. Obama, he still kills, you know. So he's going to have to do something more than just say, I'm Barack Obama, and now everything's good, you know. He's going to have to bow and physically the symbol of begging, you know, for forgiveness.
Well, I'll tell you, he's going to take a lot of heat for that.
It doesn't make any difference whether he's going to take heat or not. This is what he must do.
Well, the American people are not going to like it. They're going to make their voices known very, very strongly, I think, on this. 877-876-PHIL, and I think they already have, outrage in Washington over Obama's Japan bow. News photos of President Barack Obama bowing to Japan's emperor have incensed critics in the U.S. who said the leader should stand tall when representing America overseas. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Raj Fanin about the bow, and Mr. Fanin, who is a businessman and has traveled internationally, says that if America is to gain the respect of the world back from what George Bush did to it, the American president's going to have to do something on the level of begging for the forgiveness of the world, and the bow is a start. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back on a world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL here with Raj Fanin. Mr. Fanin, a businessman, also the native of Egypt, living here in the United States. We're talking about Obama's bow to the Japanese emperor. And you're aware, Raj, of the, and we're going to get to some phone calls here in a second. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. You're aware of the American tradition of not dipping the flag?
No, I know all this tradition, yeah. But it's not. If you ask me a question about how America is going to get respect back, they've got to do much, much more than this bow, you know.
Well, you said the bow wasn't deep enough. You said it probably wasn't as.
No, it did not, to me, look like it was protocol, you know, the protocol bow. And like Nixon, you know, like a Bush. Clinton, you know, there's half bow. You have to. I know that I'm not good speak English, you know, but I know there are millions of Americans tonight who voted for Barack Obama because they wanted to get the respect of the world, and they see him go up to Japan and to bow and say, please, you know, we wish to have the respect. And that's a start, you know, but I'm saying we as the people that voted for President Obama.
You guys that voted for Obama.
The people that voted for President Obama, we have to have much, we want him to do more than just, you know, this half-ass, you know, the half-ass bow.
I don't know what was half-assed about the bow. Are you complaining that the bow was half-assed?
No, but if you are bowing to the Emperor of Japan, You don't look at him like you bow. You don't. You keep your eyes down.
Yeah, so you're asking an American president to keep his eyes cast down, to keep...
You in America, you're married to this John Wayne, you know, Alamo. You know what I mean?
Well, that's our tradition, though.
You married this John Wayne, this Alamo, you know. We don't... You're going to have to get used to something. And that is... You talked about the flag. You know, put the flag lower.
And put the American flag lower than other flags, even in our own country.
We are saying, Obama and the people of America are saying, we must get the world respect back. We must get the world respect back. And this bastard, if this bastard is not going to bow, you know...
You call an Obama bastard. I don't like...
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to use the word. But these people, whoever they are, Obama, Bush, whoever, they've got to show... There's got to be some... I don't want to say beg.
But that's what you're saying. You're saying they need to beg or plead.
I think so. That's how bad this guy, you know, this Bush.
All right, let me go to a phone call. Junior, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fien. Go ahead.
Yes, I think the gentleman that you're speaking with actually needs to go back to his country if he feels like we need to bow to any other country. I totally support the war in Iraq, and I totally support the war in Afghanistan. As far as what he wants to call our past presidents, that's his opinion. But
what are you going to do? You've got to get the world's respect back, you know, and you have to bow to the emperor of Japan to do this.
Well, I tell you what, buddy, you need to go to Japan and bow to him if that's what you choose to do. But our president, the one I did not vote for, and I would not vote for him, will not vote for him the next election. He shouldn't be bound
another country. What about the way that Bush, you know, this guy Bush, you don't want me to say bastard. Okay, it's not a bastard, but that's what we say in my country. You know, but this bastard Bush, you know.
I don't like you calling Bush a bastard. Don't say that, okay?
It's just the way we speak in Egypt.
You're in America now. We don't say that.
Thank you.
That's what I'm talking about. When you get pushy like that, you've got to apologize to the world for this.
Well, let me explain something to you, sir. Your country, that might be what you do, apologize for being pushy. But in America, we stand on our own 2 feet, and we stand up for what we believe in. So if you don't like the way it is in America, take your butt back to your country.
No, but you don't understand. America it's not that great a country anymore because of Bush. We have to start to apologize to everyone.
Sir, you do not understand. I've lived here all my life. I'm not from another country. I do understand.
You're from another company. You said you're from another company. You said company.
No, he said country. He corrected himself.
I'm saying that these guys, not Bush, but these other bastards, let's say.
Bastards when that's probably the way you're acting? Sweep your own door, buddy.
What do you mean, these other people? Bush, I don't like him being called a bastard.
I mean, these other bastards, this Rumsfeld, you know, he's a bastard, and Cheney, too. And look what they did. Now we have to apologize.
So we bend.
Yes, America. If America wants to be in the big race of the 21st century, it's going to have to go and set some stuff right, you know. And they got to get with it. And there's what's the word that you use in this country? Ass kiss, you know. America has a lot of asses to kiss before it gets back in the race, you know.
Oh, no, sir. America doesn't have to kiss any asses because, like I said earlier, we can stand on our own 2 feet. You need to go back to your country or wherever you're from because you're not from America and you need
to...
Is your kid going to American school?
Yes, my son Todd goes to American school.
Maybe you need to take your kids and your wife and go to whatever country you're from and let them, since you're so smart and you know everything.
If I go back to another country, I may have to go to another country. But America is still going to have a lot of ass to kiss. You see, it doesn't make any difference if Raj Fien is here or if I'm not here. you still are going to have to pucker up, you know, like they say.
No, it won't be.
You know, I tell you, man, that's just something American people are not, it's not going to sit well.
I didn't say it was going to sit well. You're going to have to hold your nose and kiss ass.
All right, 877, thank you, sir, 877-876-PHIL, Raj Fanin on the Obama bow. We just got to do it. We got to apologize. Get used to it. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, our number 877-876-PHIL. You can go to our website and watch live streaming video of our show right now, 877-876-PHIL. You can also go and listen to live streaming audio or get a list of the affiliates that we've got across this great country of ours. And this hour we're talking about the Obama, and you're hearing the sound of a school carnival in the background. We're listening to Raj Fanin is there with his son at the school, and we're talking with Raj about the Obama bow. And because you have lived in other countries, Raj, and you've done business in other countries, it's interesting to get your take on this. But what you're talking about is America having to apologize.
Well, you know, millions of American people want Obama to apologize, you know, because if we don't, the world will say we don't want America, we don't want to do business with America. We don't want to buy American. Here's one. We don't want to buy American cars. And I was talking to my son. He is raised in America. He's born in America. But he only speaks Arabic because he wants to retain his Arabic roots, you know.
He speaks Arabic. You don't make him?
No. I like him to speak English, but he speaks Arabic. And he has a slogan, for my son taught. This is a slightly humorous, you know. He says, America, there is so much ass to kiss and so little time, you know.
That's America's mission, so much ass to kiss and so little time.
Yeah, but he's trying to put the humor, you know. But you look at these bastards, a Republican bastard. If you look at Palin, look at this bastard. I had you speak of Palin, this bastard. If you put this bastard in a White House, you're going to find that America goes backward, not forward. The ideas go forward, and you've got to understand America must apologize. The bow from Obama. It's not the best bow. It was not respectful enough, but it's a start, you know.
I don't understand that not respectful enough stuff.
It was not the protocol.
I don't understand that at all. It looked to me like it was plenty respectful. Here is Leroy on the Phil Hendry Show. Leroy, you're on with Raj Fanin. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, so good to see you or talk to you.
Thank you.
This guy from Egypt, okay, in his country, they may have the rules or whatever you want to call them, where they bow in America, like we don't.
Yeah, the protocol.
Yeah, the protocol. But in America,
yeah,
we don't bow.
The protocol.
Yep. And as far as I'm concerned,
well, yes, you do.
China needs to bow to us because we are the ones, this country here is the ones that took the Japanese out of their country. We spent a lot of guys died in China to make them free from the Japanese tyrannation. And as far as I'm concerned, we don't have to bow. Our president should never have to bow to another monarch because they're on the same level. I don't care what country they come from. The only person, the only being that we have to bow to is the good Lord God himself. And that is the only one.
Raj?
Well, first of all, one of the reasons the American president is going to bow is because of the debt that China bought. But we don't bow to commies, you know, to communists, so we bow to Japan. And
well,
Obama was bowing to say thank you if you could tell the Chinese thank you for buying our debt. you know.
The only
see,
reason
that's the,
Obama,
ass, that's the ass that you, that's the ass we really don't want to have to kiss, but we do.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait, you're telling me that he's bowing to the, hold on, he's bowing to the okay. Japanese emperor as a way of saying thank you to the Chinese for buying our debt.
Yes, and we don't bow to the Chinese because of the, what do you call the commie?
The communists.
We don't bow to the commies.
China got into it with buying our debt because they wanted to make
right.
money, and that's the only dang reason.
Right.
And I don't care.
We don't bow down.
In this country, we don't bow down to no one. And our president
think,
never have to bow down.
You don't think we have to kiss some ass?
I don't think we have to kiss anybody's ass.
What is this kissing ass thing?
I'm putting this in an American idiot.
Where you get it from?
No, I'm saying this.
People that want promotions and all that crap are the ones that kiss ass to get the promotion. But the normal American,
we need to promote America. We have to promote America business.
We're promoting America. We're feeding the world with our products that we grow here in America. We ship them to Egypt.
No, no.
We ship them to India. We ship them to Africa. And don't tell me, oh no. There are ships out there right now taking grain and everything to Africa and India. And in India,
if you're born a steward, the stuff we're going to throw out anyway.
What do you mean the stuff we're going to throw out anyway?
No, the stuff they don't put into the cereal, you know. Todd, what's your cereal?
I respect Wheaties,
you know. The worst grain, the stuff we don't put into Wheaties, then we send it to Egypt. So we're getting, in Egypt, like...
I respect my president because he's my commander-in-chief, and I will salute him. But more than that, he's my president. I didn't vote for him, but he is my president.
But he was over there kissing ass.
He's not kissing ass.
How do you keep the Chinese happy? They've got, I don't know how much of our debt, they're getting nervous.
And those people aren't even free. They have to do exactly what they're... Chinese,
but they don't care.
You want to call them, has them.
They don't care.
They can't get on the internet. They can't read foreign newspapers. So what do they care.
All they know is that they're holding the bag for us. They're holding the bag for us, and we got to go over and smooch up a little bit just so they keep on holding the bag. You know.
Oh, you know. I don't think you understand, Raj. This has got nothing to do with the economic, with the business facts. Thank you very much, sir, for your call, Leroy. 877-876-PHIL. This isn't business. We're talking about a protocol here that Americans have not engaged in, bowing to monarchs.
I'm telling you, this is a new day. A new day has dawned. I've traveled the world, I know. And the world is done. They're done. They're done listening to our, you know, all the kind of bull crap there is in the world. The number one line of bullcrap is, you know, America, you know, this and that. The Chinese, Obama is bowing to Japan's, you know, the emperor, because the Chinese have got all this debt, you know, and we don't kiss, you know, commie ass, they kiss ass on the emperor.
You know, this explanation you're giving about that, since we don't kiss any commie ass, he's going over and kissing the emperor's ass as a way of sending the message to the Chinese, thank you for carrying our debt.
That's right, yes, that's right. And Obama...
Well, why didn't Obama just say when he was in China, hey, thanks a lot?
How are you going to... it's not good enough. You got to kiss... There's no emperor.
You mean to tell me the Chinese look for an outward sign of ass-kissing on the part of the American president, and so what they wanted to see was a bow to the Japanese emperor?
They wanted to see the American president bow down to someone who is Asian, you know, someone with the... They look like the Chinese, and even though they're not Chinese, but they look, you know,
Well, I don't know. That sounds pretty crazy to me. 877-876-PHIL. Dale, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fineen. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, how you doing tonight, Phil?
Fine, thanks.
I just wanted to say, this guy with the bowing deal and everything else, and he thinks that we should do some ass kissing is ridiculous. To me, that's submitting, and no way in the world should the United States should submit
Obama did it.
To anybody. You know what I mean? The direct eye contact and everything
going,
else.
How do we apologize?
Apologize for what?
Because of this bastard, not Bush, I'm sorry, but
I don't want you calling Bush a bastard, all right?
Because these people... Anybody's a bastard, it's you, all right, pal? I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
Are you calling
you
me
a bastard thing. You might
use
it in your country, but you're not in your country no more, pal, okay?
Well, I know
United
that.
States, okay? I served for this country for 11 years of my life, pal. 11 years of my life I served for this country. And never once have we ever submitted to nobody. And I'll be damned if we ever should.
You know, okay? you sound like you're in New England. Is that right?
Yes.
Are you? You guys, you know, this is great respect to New England. This is where America was founded. But you're always causing some stuff, you know.
I ain't causing nothing. Dude, yeah, I'm not causing anything, pal.
The Minutemen, you know, the Boston Massacre, always pissing somebody off, you know.
Wait. Hold on for just a second, okay? We're talking about Obama.
No, these guys back there, the Massachusetts, is that the massacre?
What do you mean the bastards in Massachusetts?
Isn't that what they did?
The Boston Massacre, man, was 200 years ago.
Right, but that's where it all starts. These guys stare this crap up, you know. So I say now you have to kiss a little ass to make a little money, you know. What's wrong with that? Don't you do that in your business?
Because the United States, buddy, hey, listen, because the United States will not submit to nobody, okay? We're not like a scared puppy dog that's going to tuck their tail between their legs and go bowing to people, okay? It's not going to happen.
My son said you better get used to it because it already did.
Who said that?
My son.
What do you mean it already did?
No, he didn't submit because he gave him direct eye contact. He gave him direct eye contact all the way down, okay?
He blew it.
So he did not submit to nobody, pal. He did not submit to nobody.
That's why he blew it.
Aha! So he did. He retained the eye contact, and that is a sign of being equal.
Yeah, and the Japanese know that, and they need him to do it again.
He ain't going to do nothing again, man. All right, listen, thank you very much, sir, for your call. Dale, here is Maureen. Maureen in New York City. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fineen. He's not going to do it again.
If they wanted to, yes.
Maureen, go ahead.
Hi. First of all, hi. Raj touts himself as somebody who's this great world traveler. I have lived and worked in many countries in this world. This man comes from a country where if a woman is raped, she is hung in the town square while her rapist looks on smiling. So if he has to fix something, he ought to go back to Egypt, to his own country. We really don't need him in this country. And I would
what are you
say
talking
to
about?
You,
that
sir,
never happened in my country, never.
You're referring to yourself as an America, as we, you are not an American.
But you know
you are a foreigner,
that you
and you have to go. I'll buy you a ticket back to your wonderful country where things are so great that there's people, oil money barons are very wealthy, and everyone else is starving to death. So you want to talk about countries? We can talk about
your
country.
You're talking right out of your butt.
Bush,
oh, come on, Raj.
The
lady is talking out of her butt.
Because that's how you talk to women in your country, isn't it?
No,
sir?
But you're talking straight out of your butt. You know that,
in your
Raj.
Country, isn't it? Sir?
My son Todd says you're talking right straight out between the cheeks.
Like dead bodies. Your women walk around with black sheets over themselves that only their eyes can see.
They like to look that way. They want to. They want to look like that.
Let's talk about world traveling and let's talk about your country, sir.
God says that you should walk around with a black sheet. That's why the way that you speak,
that
you should have a black sheet of the way that you talk.
I'm an American.
Hold on for a minute. What are you taking direction from your son for, okay?
My son said this lady is talking like she needs to have a bag.
Yeah,
double bag.
All right, look, I'm not interested in your kid, okay? Yeah, exactly, you know. First of all, Raj, the lady made a very good point.
Well, you know, in my country, I'm not talking about my country. I'm talking about America. My country is America.
Your country.
Yes, America is my country.
My country, we have to know the reference of the person that is speaking. Okay?
And
Obama. Cheap critters
and,
and people who
told you how to be a cop. I tried to give
lives.
I tried to give you a chance to be a cop. I tried to give you a chance to be a man, and you blew it. You blew it.
Well, all right. Maureen, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Raj, you're missing the point here.
No, I'm not missing the point. All I said was America, everybody knows, everyone knows America has to get world respect. Everyone knows. And Obama goes over and he tries to kiss a little bit of ass because the Chinese are carrying the debt and everybody is coming apart. Man.
I don't care what Todd just said. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more of your phone calls here for Raj Fineen on the Obama bow. And just to, for the record, I'm with you guys. This is not my country. And if the president maintained eye contact, that might have been his way of sort of saying, yeah, I'll do your bow, but you're in my eye, sir. You're in my eye. World famous, what?
Got a gate.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
Phil.
In my eye. What is that?
World famous Phil Hendry Show.
He wants to say.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. With me is Raj Fineen. And what was that, Raj?
I'm sorry. I don't want to make people angry. You know, Todd, my son, he speaks Arabic. He said he had a funny joke to say. Todd, says he has a stock tip.
A stock tip?
Yes, what? Put your money in chapstick.
Why do I put my money in chapstick?
Because of all the ass that Obama has to kiss, you know.
Well, that may be funny to you.
No, it's a way to try and not be so serious, you know.
Yeah, well, that may be funny to you, saying put your money in chapstick because Obama's got a lot of ass to kiss. It's not funny to Americans. It's a visual that Americans don't like. And
what is this with Americans? You don't like. What, the rest of the world...
We're not the rest of the world, don't you understand? We've never been the rest of the world. We're different from the rest of the world. We've always been different from the rest of the world. We don't like kings. We don't like emperors. We don't bow to them. And we don't like seeing our president, who is a symbol of our country, doing the same thing. Now, some people may think that that's arcane. Some people may not get it about tradition. But there's some things that we hold on to through the 200-plus years.
You know, hold on for a minute. Okay, are you ready, Phil?
For what?
No, are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Hey. Oh.
Okay, well, you can be a smartass if you want to, all right?
No, that was a great speech. Hey. Great speech, but you're not president, are you? So it doesn't make any difference, does it?
No, I'm better. I'm an American citizen. I'm an American citizen. Let's go to Chris on the Phil Hendry Show, Don in San Antonio. Don, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Raj Fineen.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Hi, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It sounds to me like Raj is just reading basic American history facts off the internet, like he's on AmericanHistory.com. I mean, why is he talking about the Boston Massacre? It happened 200-plus years ago. And he doesn't sound
That's
like
That's because this Massachusetts, they always cause a problem. That man was from Massachusetts. He's caused a problem, you know?
No, Massachusetts is a state.
That's a problem. And Massachusetts is a state. It doesn't matter what
That's
happened.
Where did the problem start? Massachusetts.
Well, if you call America a problem, yeah, it started in Massachusetts, yeah.
Boston Massacre for what's happening now. I mean, that happened 200 and something years ago. It has nothing to do. It sounds to me like you're just ignorant on American history, and maybe you need to go sit in American History 101 at one of our great universities that we have here in America and get yourself educated, because there are some really great classes. You can go to the University of Texas and take American history for like $1,000, so why don't you go and try that?
Why don't you try to take Egyptian history? That's much more and much more difficult.
I am educated.
Much more difficult.
We do take Egyptian history. We've learned all about ancient history. We have to take it in our classes.
Ancient history? No, I'm not talking about the Sphinx. Give me a break.
But I think
well, that's what I'm talking about.
What? What'd you say?
Donate. And you and your whole family back to where you came from. Because
you know what? You shouldn't talk. You got an iPhone. It's cutting. Your iPhone's cutting in and out. It sucks. Your iPhone sucks. I'm sorry I have to tell you. What? That's what it sounds like.
Well, forget about our iPhone.
And if you came to South Texas and started speaking the way you did, some good old boy is going to probably put one between. That is not the way you speak about Americans.
Are you talking about the Alamo? Forget it. I'm talking about enough. Let me ask you, do you use chapstick? You better start.
You know what?
Because do you use chapstick?
Okay, I'm not kissing your ass, so I don't care how much.
Well, you don't have to, but I would suggest putting your money in the chapstick.
I'm not a fan of Barack, but he is the president, so he does have my respect in that.
He's the president, but he better pucker up. That's all I'm saying.
You are just.
Phil Hendry.
What? What do you say?
Learn more at talkradionetwork.com.